Welcome to episode 10. I hope everyone's having a very good week. Today's another poetry discussion. This is from my third collection, and it's titled, I Have a Picture. Another frame, another nail, another space taken up on my wall. New Zealand, Peru, Alaska, Baton Rouge. For years, I've collected scene after scene. New York, Spain, the Eiffel Tower, a distant flower. I'm running out of room. The Arctic is cold. The tropics are warm. Hawaii is a destination I dream of. Actually, I dream of them all. I only have these pictures. I've never been anywhere. Because I've never left my room. November 19, 2014. Okay, so this is from pretty far back, but it's still one of my favorite poems. And of course, like always, I've written out my notes here. The first thing that I want to talk about is coming to grips with where we are and who we are. Really being honest with ourselves, how we're feeling. And for me, this is what poetry did for me. As I spoke about before in a previous podcast, is that I had a very hard time verbally expressing my feelings. And sometimes when I started writing, not only did it come easy for me to say how I felt, I started writing certain things and I didn't realize I felt that way in the first place. And so that's what, poetry and writing in general really became for me. It's just an outlet to really figure out where I am, who I am, how I'm feeling. And it gave me a place to be honest with myself. And it's like, if you can't be honest with yourself, how can you be honest with others, whether it's your family and relationships, even in business? And so, writing poems like this helped me to be honest with myself. And so what I realized is that I was afraid. I had desires to explore and to discover. To travel, to different places, destinations, but I never went anywhere, because I was just afraid. I have to come out of my comfort zone. I don't know what's going to happen. So it's like fear of the unknown, and life, as you all know, can be unpredictable. And so once you find a comfort zone, it's like, well, I'm safe here. Why would I leave? But at the same time, you have the desire to leave because, well, in my case, I was bored. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to see other places. And growing up in Florida, it's very flat. There's no mountains. It never snows. So I remember, I'll say 2008, I'm, in my early 30s back then. And so I was just fatigued, and there was nothing wrong with my hometown. I still love my hometown, but I was tired. I was tired and I was ready to see something new. And so 2009, I transferred schools. I transferred to a school in Southern California. And I took a trip, basically across the continent. So I stopped in Chicago for the weekend. Had never been to Chicago, but I planned the whole thing out in cold. Like I was saying earlier, it doesn't snow in Florida. I had never felt that type of cold before in my life. And then with the wind chill and how breezy it is, and they're not kidding about it being a windy city. I was ice cold, but at the same time, I was really excited because I got to go to the Field Museum, which I had saw in, like, the Field Museum is a location in one of my favorite movies called The Relic. It's got Tom Sizemore in it. And I forget the actress's name, but it's one of my favorite movies. And it's like made along like a waves, you know, a long time ago. But anyway, I went there and it's like I'm looking at, oh, this is where they filmed. And, you know, I'm just putting all these pieces together. And then I went to the Shedd Aquarium, which is close by there, and was just amazed at the animals and stuff that they have there. But the gist of it is, I got out of my hometown, you know, and ended up, like I said, going to California, spending a few years out there, and just the mountains, you know. And then while I was working a side job, we ended up going to a Christmas party, and it was up in the mountains at a lodge. And and it was snowing, and it was hard to stay on the road as you're driving. I mean, so I learned that I love the snow, right? I love seeing it. It is pretty when it's not all dirty and everything, but it's terrible to drive in. And but yeah, I mean, just going through those different experiences. I also went on a short hike. It wasn't very long, but I went to the Wilderness Park in Laguna Beach and just walked, you know, as far as I could walk, right? You can see this Pacific Ocean from there, and in the water, it's just this deep blue color and ice cold too, like compared to here in Florida, where the Atlantic is like, what, 75 degrees most of the time. This Pacific Ocean was ice cold. So, so yeah, I wasn't used to that, but beautiful, you know, beautiful. And so during that time, it was all about facing the unknown. And I had fears and uncertainties because I had to actually create a new comfort zone, to the point where by the time I moved back to Florida, I was completely used to living on the West Coast in a different time zone. So moving back to the East Coast, it was a readjustment, right? But it wasn't, you know, too bad. But I do still miss the mountains for the most part. Not the snow, not the snow. But just seeing new things is just generally something good that I think that everyone needs, because it's like you challenge yourself in different ways when you leave your comfort zone. Okay, and so the second point that I wrote down in this poem really gets into it. I guess it's more subtle, but it's like, let's say that you want to become a photographer, right? Or let's say that you even label yourself as a photographer or an author, a screenwriter, a poet, an illustrator, but you never do any of those things. Like, you're a screenwriter, but you don't write. You're a photographer, but you really don't have a camera, you know, like dedicated to photographing. You really don't go out and capture images. You're an author, but you're not even working on any books to be published. So it's like, but it's, we can be connected in all of these ways. And I did the same thing. Like, I love poetry, but I hated standing in front of people reading my poems, right? And then I didn't take a lot of time, you know, put a lot of time aside to write. But at the same time, if you ask me, I would say, yes, I'm this, right? So that's something that I had to break out of doing, because it was just a bad habit. And so it's like, if I'm going to tell people that I'm a photographer, then I need to be photographing something, right? If I'm a screenwriter, I need to take time to develop stories and write screenplays. So it's just challenging myself to say, okay, if this is my dream, my goal, my aspiration, if I have a talent for this, then use it, you know, and then everything else will, you know, will fall into place. But yeah, I would, you know, be a part of groups, social media, Pinterest. I'm saving all these clippings, whether it's photography or on prose, writing other people's poems and stuff like that. But it's like, if I never do it myself, then I can't, you know, take that title. I can't call myself a photographer or a poet or a screenwriter if that's not what I do on a consistent basis. Right. And so that's the standard that I started to, you know, hold against myself. And let's see. The last point that I wrote down is that it's okay to make mistakes. Because one of the reasons that I was so hesitant about putting myself out there is that I'm very protective of my name. And I've noticed that when people are on a platform and they make mistakes, you can get criticized so harshly that it scares you away from actually doing what's on your heart to do. And I had that moment of honesty with myself, and I'm like, you know what? This is a huge part of it, because I'm going to mess up. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to fumble over my words sometimes. Sometimes my brain goes blank and I can't even remember what I was going to say like from 2 seconds ago. So you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to have to make mistakes in front of a lot of other people. And that means that you're going to have to be vulnerable. And I personally do not like vulnerability. I don't like being vulnerable. I'm used to having my defensive walls up and being very guarded. But at the same time, where does that get me? How far can you get with your walls up all the time? So you're going to have to loosen your grip, you know, on perfection, and say, you know what, this is on my heart to do. This is what I have a talent or a gift to do. Just go out and do it. And the other thing I had to tell myself is that I'm not going to know everything at the beginning of the journey. I'm going to learn a little bit along the way, like little bit by little bit. I'm going to learn how to get this done as I go. Now, I'm not saying don't be prepared. That's not what I'm saying. Of course, I'm prepared. I, of course, write my notes out, which helps me a lot to stay on track, because my brain can get scattered. I prepare the best that I can, but ultimately, you're just going to have to go out there and do what's on your heart to do. And when you mess up, when you make mistakes, it's not if you make mistakes, but when you make mistakes, learn from your mistakes and keep going, right? So as long as we're not making the mistake and then we never learn from it, I mean, that becomes a problem. But when we learn from our mistakes and it makes us better because we've learned from it, that makes us all the better at what we're doing, you know? And that can be in any field, you know, whatever your career choice is. So that's really the gist of what I wanted to talk about. But again, as always with my poems, I try to tackle these subjects in a way that comes across more creative. And so that's the story that I imagined in my mind, is that there's a person in a room full of pictures of places that they want to go. And so it's like, you know what? It does have to cross your mind at some point to say, I'm going to pack up my stuff and I'm going to travel to wherever, one of these places, right? Because it's okay to have a list of places that you want to go and to put up pictures, right? Or you go to some of these stores where you can get souvenirs from other places and things like that. All of that is well and good. But if that's where you stay, it's like you can't build a house there, right? That can't be where you stay. So it's about progress. It's about growth. And I like exploring, being adventurous, discovering new things, because I mean, that's just the great part of life. So we can't miss out on these things. And I jot it down on the side. One of the movies that I thought about when I was thinking of this subject is Rocky III, where Rocky is already lost in a fight to Clubber Lang, right? Because in that first fight, he got beat up. Okay, he got beat up, and then his trainer died. And then Apollo Creed comes, and he's like trying to get him back into the ring to get him to fight, you know, Clubber Lang again. And there's a conversation on the beach between Rocky and Adrian, his wife, where Adrian is like, okay, Rocky just decided he's quitting. He doesn't want to do this anymore. He's not motivated. It's like he's not doing what he usually does as far as training. So his wife asks him, you know, what's wrong, right? And of course she keeps poking at him until finally he breaks down and says he's afraid. You know, he's afraid that he's not as strong as he thought. He's afraid because now his trainer is gone, and that was basically his backbone. I mean, he got a lot of confidence from his trainer, right? And so now he's in a place in his life where it's just he feels uncertain. And that surprised me because he was already so accomplished. So that made me ask myself, like, how can you be accomplished and still have these moments of insecurity or where you feel uncertain about yourself and about what you can do when you've already done it? But I think that if we look at successful people, they still fight with that. They still fight with, I feel uncertain. And how long can I sustain this success? And can I sustain it at all? So it's like not just getting to the top of the mountain, but how long can I stay up here? It's just a fight just to stay there, right? It's tough, but I think that makes me feel better, right? Is that the people who are successful, the people who are ultra accomplished, that they're still human beings. They still have fears. They still have insecurities. They still, you know, it's still the unknown, right? Because life is very unpredictable. You can be on top one day, and then the next day the stock market crashes, or the housing market crashes, or you lose your job, right? Or you have to make a career change. I mean, it's just, life is uncertain. And so that's why some people just decide, I'm going to build this little home. I'm going to put my pictures up on the wall of where I want to go. But this is my comfort zone. This is where I'm safe. But even through all of the ups and downs that we can go through when going after something, right? It's still worth it. It's still better than staying there in a box in your comfort zone and not experiencing anything. The ups and downs, the good and the bad, it's all a part of the journey. And that's something that you have to embrace. You have to embrace the unknown, the uncertainties. And dare I use the word faith, you have to have faith that things are going to work out in the end, right? So for me, it's just, if you have the talent, if this is your gift, go ahead and use it. Just use it. And of course, there's going to be people who criticize you. Of course, there's going to be people who, well, they smile at you and they kind of pat you on the back, but it's sort of condescending, right? It doesn't mean that they really support you, but that's okay. This is about you, your dream, your goal, developing your gift, your skill, your talent, whatever it is that you have, right? Because that's your purpose. That's why you're here. And so if you don't develop your talent into a skill, then the rest of the world is missing out on what you have to offer the rest of us. And so I'm hoping that this poem encourages readers, right? And in this case, listeners, to sometimes you just have to turn your brain off, right? Because we have all these questions and what ifs, and we start going into all these scenarios none of them have happened, right? So sometimes you have to get to the point where you just turn your brain off and go. And let the chips fall where they may, as they say. It's cliche, but it's true. You're just going to have to go and see what happens. All right. And that's all the notes that I have. Yes. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I do hope to add more content to the podcast in the coming weeks. But right now, it's just figuring out what I want to talk about first. And so, yeah, I Have a Picture is one of my favorite poems. And even though it's from over 6 years ago, I believe, I still feel like it's relevant for us today. Okay, thank you for listening. Everybody have a great day and God bless.